So we all agree we're definitely not in Haynesbury anymore.
No, and beyond that, we've got nothing. Ginny, you think you can fly up and get a better look at this place?
Okay, who knows? Maybe I'll see Orville from up there.
See anything?
Just a lot of weird-looking mountains and valleys and things. No sign of any people either. Oh! Oof! I'm okay.
What the hell was that?
No idea, but it's probably not good. Isn't now about the time that you run for help?
To who? There's nobody else around!
Would you just do it before another one of those freaky shockwaves happens?
Okay, don't get your daggers in a knot. Give me a few seconds. Hey, you guys! Quick trivia question for you. What is currently surrounding this entire freakish hellscape? Don't bother guessing, because I'll tell you. It's a giant, murky, seemingly infinite void. We are literally surrounded by endless nothing!
I wouldn't say nothing. Look at this. It looks like a river.
It's murky, just like everything else around here. You better not expect me to drink that water anytime soon.
I don't think it's water. It almost looks like it's made of...
images. Moving images.
I didn't want to say before with Frank around, but I feel like we never talk anymore. Hey, that's me. I said that yesterday when I was talking to Orville. You guys, I don't think these are any old pictures. I think these are Orville's memories.
Well, duh. You are in his head, you know. Well, not his head. That'd be really small. You guys are more in his mind head. Or a mindscape? Yeah, that's what it's called. You guys are in Orville's mindscape.
Okay. Anybody have a clue why there's a kid here? Or what the hell he's talking about?
I told you! You're in Orville's mindscape! Everybody's got a mindscape, you know. It's like that place where your thoughts and feelings and stuff go. You must have gotten stuck here when that big psycho blast happened. You know, the one from when Orville got all bothered and stuff?
Wait. Are you saying that we got caught up in some kind of psychic blast?
Oh, psychic, not psycho. Okay, that makes way more sense. Like, I guess psychics can be psycho, but that sounds like a whole nother thing, I guess. Anyway, that probably means that you guys aren't really here. Like, your bodies or whatever are still in the real, non-mindscapey world, but the rest of you got swept into this place. Weird.
So the reason we can't find Orville is because we're in his head. And I guess that river really does have his memories in it.
Yep. Everything around here has something to do with how Orville's mind works. It's a part of him.
Oh, really? Then how do you explain the terrifying nothingness surrounding this place?
Oh, that's the subconscious. Nobody's really supposed to go there. But here is okay. These are the planes of thought.
Are you sure? It seems a little empty for a place where thoughts are supposed to happen.
Haven't you ever heard of getting lost in your planes of thought before?
I don't think that's how the saying goes.
But wait, little boy, sorry, I just realized we were so rude and didn't ask you your name. But if everything around here is part of Orville, does that mean you are too?
I think I can answer that, dear Ginny.
Oh, right. You're here. No offense, Frankenstein, but haven't you messed enough with Orville's head?
Trust me, boss. I got this. So, you're a kid in Orville's mind palace.
Mindscape.
Oh, sorry, my bad. But yeah, you're a kid in our friend's mindscape, meaning by simple deduction, we can determine that you must be Orville's inner child. Or something like that. This is a whole new layer of world building I'm working with here.
Yep, that's right. Funny, though, since I didn't think it was that hard to guess. Like, I know things are kinda weird here, but it's not like logic totally went out the window or anything. That's a funny thing people say, huh? You know the thing about stuff going out windows, even if they're things that really don't have a shape, like logic, and I think that's what my mom used to call an idiom, which sounds like a whole other word that I'm not supposed to say because that one time—
Hey, kiddo, quick question. Orville wouldn't have happened to, talk a lot as a kid, would he?
I guess so. Why?
Just a hunch.
So, Orville's inner child, you wouldn't happen to have an explanation for what that is, would you?
Oh, that? Yeah, that's not good.
Do we even want to ask why?
When the science guy messed with Orville's head, it didn't work out super good.
Huh. That is so hard to believe.
Yeah, nice going, Frankenstein.
I was trying to help!
So now I guess Orville's mind is in trouble. Like, could fall apart because of the backup of all the feelings and telepathic stuff. Like that! So yeah, if you guys can't help Orville through all this deep stuff, the whole mindscape is gonna get destroyed, or maybe, like, disappear or something. You know, I never really had to think about that before. Like, if things do fall apart, where would it all go? Kinda scary if you ask me. It's like that thing where they tell you to try not thinking of anything, but then you start thinking about not thinking about anything, and you're like, I can't not think, that's impossible! But then what does that mean for this place? I guess it's all a mystery, but hey, you guys are good at mysteries, right? So...
Orville, if things do go south here, what happens to us?
Oh, I guess you'd all disappear too. Sorry.
Great. So does anybody else feel like it's a good time to panic? I feel like it's a good time to panic.
Algie! Little Orville?
Uh-huh?
Don't worry. We won't let anything happen to this place. Or Orville.
She's right. Especially since Orville's not the only one whose survival is on the line here. We're all getting out of this together. Now, somewhere in this mindscape, there has to be a way for us to get through to Orville. That'll be our way out.
Oh, you could try finding Orville's innermost self! That's the part of him that usually controls most of the stuff around here.
Great. Then you can take us to him.
I actually don't exactly know where he is. I don't think he usually stays in one place for too long. But I have a kinda sorta idea where he maybe is.
This sounds legit to me. Let's go, team. We'll turn this whole mindscape upside down if we have to.
Frank, actually, you're right. You've been involved in this from the beginning, so you'd probably know better than the rest of us.
What?
Here's what I'm thinking. The rest of us can traverse the mindscape to look for this innermost self, while Frank can follow this little Orville to wherever he kinda sorta might be. Sound good?
I mean, should we really trust him? I'm fine with pushing my work off on
other people. Essentially, an out of control child.
But do I have a
young Orville?
This time?
Yes, I will not let you down!
Prior, quick word. What are you doing? You're not seriously leaving our lives up to Frankenstein and some figment of Orville's imagination, are you?
No. But I am giving us an easy out to keep them both occupied while we try to find a real way out of here.
Huh. Good plan. Well, you heard Prior. We've got a rescue mission on our hands. Let's go!
So, let me see if I'm caught up here. The whole reason that Orville's in trouble is Frank was trying to help him share his feelings with me?
That's the gist of it.
Aww. I don't know whether to hug Frank or hit him.
Why not both?
Hey, heads up. We're coming up on something big. Looks like a building?
And just when I thought this couldn't get any stranger. And look, there's a sign. The Hall of Objectivity. Well, that can't be good.
Huh. Yeah. Fascinating. Now, for anyone in the group, not naming names here, who may have a tenuous grasp on the meaning of the word objectivity.
It means impartial. Neutral. Your unbiased opinion of things.
Oh. I'm going in.
Idiota, are you insane?
You're not honestly going to tell me that you aren't at least a little interested on Orville's unbiased opinions?
All he ever gives us are his unbiased opinions.
That's what makes him so genuine.
All right, if you say so.
A quick look probably wouldn't hurt. Maybe there'll be some information on how to get out of here.
You are... probably right. Shall we?
Yep. Sounds good.
It's empty.
Aw, man, talk about a disappointment. Guess I shouldn't be surprised, though. This is Orville's boring mind.
This is the Hall of Objectivity. State the name of the entity for which you seek insight.
Okay, that is incredibly intimidating. Maybe we shouldn't...
Jack Graham!
What? Not on your life! Algernon Graham! Do Algernon Graham!
Jack and Algernon Graham! Insight obtained! Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for a brotherly battle? The rumble where nobody's humble, the brawl to end all brawls! It is time for a fight!
You know, I wish I could say this took an unexpected turn.
Hey! Entering the ring first, weighing in at the amount that you would expect from someone who runs everywhere, Algernon Graham!
What the? How the hell did I get up here?
And the challenger, weighing in on 160 pounds of cynicism and family guilt, Jack Graham!
Oh, crap. This is just embarrassing.
And fight!
All right. Very funny. Algie and I argue all the time. We get it.
I'm frankly offended.
Nice observation, Orville, but we're not fighting right now.
Looks like you are. Unless you'd rather set off Orville's crumbling psyche even further. So hit each other already.
You hit my ear.
Ow. Dude, stop it.
Something tells me we're not going to find a way to help Orville in here.
Definitely not. But at the same time, it could pay to know what he really thinks of us.
Yeah, right. Like after what happened to the Fighting Graham brothers, you'd ever want to.
Miriam Pryor.
Miriam Pryor. Insight obtained.
And once again, I stand corrected.
That's it? A mirror? What a disappointment.
Takes one to know one, doesn't it?
What the hell? Did my reflection just insult me?
Obviously. I mean, isn't that what you always do? Push people away with insults?
Not so fun being on the receiving end of your annoying hostile commentary, is it?
Really? You wanna go there? Fine. Two can play at that game.
Wait! Pryor!
Beverly Carlton.
Why you-
Beverly Carlton. Insight obtained.
Rage meter? What the hell? Is this some kind of joke?
Wow. Already at a 1 out of 10 the second you open your mouth. Looks like it's fine-tuned to every time you're a raging asshole.
You should talk.
Cállate, mirror- Me?
Always have to have the last word, don't you?
Ugh!
Geez, at least be glad your thing talks. Apparently, Orville thinks I'm as complicated as a stupid scale! Damn it! Okay! You wanna go, you sick psychic son of a bitch? Bring it!
And that's a 10 out of 10.
Don't you patronize me, Pryor!
Oh! So I can't.
This is all your fault,
Pryor.
If you didn't push me into the way, we wouldn't have to deal with this rage meter dinging incessantly
so
and pissing me off. Now we have to deal with a glorified blood pressure machine.
I guess now is as good a time as any to find out how he really feels. Ginny Kelly?
Virginia Kelly. Insight obtained.
Flowers, a whole field of them. That is so sweet. But I don't get it. But maybe it's better that way. Orville can tell me when we find him. Which is never gonna happen if we keep hanging around here. Excuse me, big echoey objectivity voice. Do you think you can make all this stop now, please?
As you wish, Miss Kelly.
Oh, thank God. I thought that fight was going to go on forever. It did not feel good.
I'll say. Maybe we try to back off each other a little from now on?
I make no promises.
Worth a try.
I don't know what just happened, but I guess you could call it insightful. Regardless, thanks for stopping it, Ginny.
You're so welcome. Now let's get out of here.
Way ahead of you.
So you're a pretty happy manifestation of Orville's childhood, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I had so much fun. Like, Orville used to go to all these places with my parents. You know, museums, parks, zoos, libraries. They were professors. Anyways, it was a very enriching experience. At least that's how I heard people talk about it. And they always called me precocious, which I think is a great word. And oh, hold up! Stop walking.
What? What is it? Some kind of horrifying monster from the depths of Orville's subconscious that I assume will have to fight to the death? Not that I'm counting on it or anything.
Oh, no. I don't think there are any monsters around here. At least not the kind you're thinking of. But since I got your attention, you've got to check this out. We're passing the hobby hole. This is where all of Orville's hobbies go. It's my favorite.
Well, it's no monster, but I'll take it. Let me guess, is it just a big pile of books down there?
Actually, Orville has a lot of hobbies, including philosophy, crossword puzzles, photography.
Photography? Huh. Did not see that one coming.
Oh yeah, got into it when he was me, actually. Well, when he was a kid, I mean. Always loved a good high-contrast, low-IOS nature shot with a wide-aperture lens.
Why didn't he ever tell anybody about this stuff?
I guess because nobody ever asked. I don't know if you noticed, but Orville kind of scares people.
Yeah, can't argue with that one. Well, maybe if they knew about this place, though, they wouldn't be so quick to judge. I mean, look at you! Before today, if you told me Orville was ever a talker or, you know, even relatively expressive, I think I would have checked the lab for a gas leak. But now, well, I've got to admit, little guy, you remind me of me.
Thanks? You know, there's a reason Orville stopped feeling things so much.
You mean besides the whole telepathy thing?
I mean, it was part of that, I guess. My mom and dad always said I was special, but, you know, like, lots of kids' parents say that. But they said I was a kind of special that even some of the most special people I could think of didn't have. They said it ran in our family. I didn't get it much at first, but one day when I was walking home from school with my friend Penny, she always let me share her good markers, the neon ones. But anyway, we were walking and something happened because of... Well, you know. She broke her arm. She said she didn't know how it got that way, but I figured it out, and after that I didn't really talk to Penny anymore. I didn't talk to anyone. I was scared. Orville still is.
You felt bad because your friend got hurt. I get that. But hey, look how far Orville's come. Saving people, kicking butt, romancing a certain vampire, and I bet that's only the beginning!
Really?
Heck yeah, little buddy. But only if we can get to this innermost self and help Orville out of this. So where to next?
A little bit further from here, where the Memory River splits up. Come on, we can hang a left at the end of Contemplation Canyon.
Let's do it! Last one, there's a metaphysical anomaly outside the realm of logical thought!
Yeah!
Well, the first place we checked out was a bust. Where to next?
How should I know? It's not like I have a map of this place.
Yeesh, somebody didn't learn anything from the objectivity room.
You know, it's not even worth it. We've got bigger problems to deal with. Case in point.
Hey, so while you two were annoying each other, I did a quick fly ahead and you will not believe what I found.
The Sanctum of Deep Dark Secrets? Oh man, why didn't we start with this one?
What do you think?
I think if I was having an emotional crisis and was wandering around inside my own head, I'd hole up where I could keep a grip on all my secrets. And that is a phrase I never thought I'd say.
The door's stuck. Should we knock?
I mean, we could, or... We could bash open the door. Yeah, felt real good to hit something.
And you thought I didn't learn anything from the objectivity room?
Orville, are you in here? We're trying to help. Hello?
I don't think he's here, Jenny.
Maybe not, but his secrets are.
Algy, We've been over this. The last thing we need right now is to mess with Orville's head even more.
I meant that we could look and see if his secrets give us a clue on where to find Orville for real. Give me a little credit, would ya? Look, this place is full of doors. Chances are there's a useful secret behind one of them. Like this one, which has my name on it. And now I'm creeped out.
This one has Martin's name on it.
And here's one with Liza's.
You guys, what if these aren't Orville's secrets?
Oh god.
Well, Orville said plenty of times that mind reading isn't the most controllable thing in the world.
And this is where he keeps all the stuff he's not supposed to hear.
Well, in that case, you can all stay the hell away from the Carlton door. In fact, let's stay away from all the doors. Cut our losses. Right, Prior? Prior? Did she just...
go through her own door? Yeah, she totally did.
Damn.
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildleapods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Megan Lundquist, and Jessica Castro. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media by Tom Velik. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!